Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh,
seeing a day that I've never seen before. Hallelujah. So I don't say that haphazardly. I don't say that without full assurance of the hope that I have in Christ Jesus. I can sing like the psalmist, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. I can say he has kept me with my mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. And I know my mind has been stayed on him because guess what? I wasn't carried away about all of these thoughts that enter into your mind. We have all kind of thoughts that enter into our minds daily. But I thank God because he's a mind regulator. Ah, he's a heart fixer. The Bible says, he that keep his mind stayed on Jesus, he would keep him in perfect peace. Amen. I'd like to invite your attention today to chapter 12 in the book of Hebrews. And I'm going to read unto you the first two chapters, the first two verses, excuse me, of that chapter. And it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen, amen. We're coming out of a series last week where we talked about the blood still working. Amen. And this week, our destiny focus for the week is, there will be glory after this. Ah, somebody, I don't know who it is, if it's Donald Lawrence or whoever, but they sing a song saying, there will be glory after this. How many know that there's going to be glory after you come out your storm? How many know that there's going to be glory after you obey the instructions of God? How many know that there's going to be glory, hallelujah, after every disappointment, after every setback, after all of the confusion, after all of the chaos, when we look unto the hills from whence cometh our help, there will be glory after this. There's another psalm that says, trouble don't last always. Trouble don't last always. And there's another song that says, there's a brighter day somewhere. How many looking for that brighter day? Hallelujah. If you stay connected to the source, you'll know that there's a brighter day somewhere. Amen, amen. We're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer for us on today. God bless you. I see Sister Patrice on the line. Sister Ruby is here, and I'm here, and the Lord going to bless some others to come on the line. But if not, we are already a majority, because he said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, he would be in the midst. So God is already there. Amen. So we're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer for us on today. Hallelujah.
Hey, yes, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just praise him today. We just praise your holy name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you kept us all weekend in our right mind,
hallelujah,
and clothing our right bodies to come back on this broadcast that you have set forth for us to indulge with your word. Every week you give us a different topic,
yes,
or
sir,
maybe a series. But we just thank you for last week about the blood.
Hey.
The blood still works.
Blood,
hallelujah.
Still
works. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
We thank you for each and every saint who came on the broadcast. We ask you to bless them,
yes,
in
God,
a special
thank
way.
You,
Lord, you can go where we can't go. You know what they stand in need of. We bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless their families, their husbands. Bless marriages. bless their children, bless their grandparents, bless their mothers, bless
yes,
their
God.
Fathers. Hallelujah. Each and every one that's assigned, all the family of God that's brought here, because you said in your word that all souls are yours, say the Lord. Hallelujah. So we just thank you for this opportunity. We know that this is a rare opportunity that you would come on this broadcast, that you would direct and guide this broadcast. Only through you, Jesus, that we're able to move and have our beings. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to go sick and shattered. Hallelujah. To touch him, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you can go where we can't go. Hallelujah. Let them know you love them. Let them know you're there with them. That you say in your word, you never leave them or forsake them. Hallelujah. That you always there to help. Hallelujah. Trouble won't last for always. It's just a time and set in a season. But we know whatever we go through that you're there with us. Through the storm, through the rain, through everything, you are a faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
you said you love us to the end, Lord Jesus. You love us with the love of Jesus. You died on that cross so that we can be redeemed back to you. Hallelujah and righteousness. And we just love you and we just thank you and we just praise you. And we're praying for the speaker of this hour that come forth with the word from heaven. Hallelujah. Because in your word you said we need more than meat. And meat and bread, that we need the word of God, the meat from heaven, that rhema that you poured out. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Give us a double portion of your anointing. Let this anointing flow throughout all of this broadcast, all over this universe, because this block talk goes where we can. And let your word permeate in the hearts of your people and the people that you made, because every soul on this world is yours. You said the souls that are on this world is yours. So we thank you for them, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity that you would allow us to come on and be a part of this broadcast, that Evangelist Bernard, that you have set her to do, to be the founder and the host of this broadcast, and each and every soul that come on here that is ordained of you. Hallelujah, is ordained of you, Jesus. And we know that your will and your way shall be done, because we want to live by your will and by your way and by your words. Hallelujah, be obedient to your will. And we heard on about we thank you and we praise you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. And the Lord Jesus, I'll turn it back over to Evangelist Bernard. And Lord, just bless and move. And as we leave off of this broadcast today, let it be a word in our heart that we can go all week. And you know, the whole thing is to share it for somebody, that souls may be saved, that souls may come back to the kingdom, that souls may be come out of jail, that souls may be come out of situations in their own mind, that thing problems that may be leaving, that financial worries will be gone. Hallelujah. That help may be gone. That marriages may be strong and bonded. Hallelujah. That the children will obey their parents. Hallelujah. Put a hedge of protection over each and every one. And we love you, we praise you, and we thank you for this opportunity that you have bestowed upon us.
Yes.
We're not worthy, Lord, but we're only worthy through the blood of Jesus is in you. And we thank you and give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, we bless you today, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you, Lord God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Oh, we bless you.
Hallelujah.
We all should have some reason.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To lift up the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's done great things for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a God that never forgets. He a God that remembers when others forget. Oh, God, and we give him glory on today. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God. Hallelujah for his goodness. We thank him for his grace and his mercy. We thank him for being a God. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah, that hears, a God that delivers, a God that set free, a God that make whole, a God that heals any manner of disease, a God of a second chance. Oh, we bless him today. We bless the Lord today. Amen, and we just give God glory for you today. You are listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, and we air Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday, we're on at 5 a.m. Pacific Time with our host, Minister Billy Burns, out of the Carolinas, North Carolina, to be exact. And she comes on at 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Our point of contact is New Destiny Ministries at Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, you can email us at New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com. Once again, that's New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com. Also, we'd like to invite you to visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and we invite you to listen to these messages in their entirety on that website. You can listen to the weekly messages on the website. Also, we have a page on Facebook. You can visit our page and see what's going on our show and what speakers are coming on each and every day, and even what our destiny focus, our subject and topics are for the week. So we thank God for each and every one of you. By way of announcement, we want to again invite you to attend our citywide True Fellowship Crusade that will be held on September the 5th through the 7th. Amen. And that will be held in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I tell you, God gave me this vision a couple of years ago, and I'm just excited about the vision finally coming to pass. And this is a vision where we want to go in and help other ministries, and we want to go into the neighborhood and into the communities and knock doors and talk to the families and those that don't know Jesus and those that don't know anything about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We want to talk to them one-on-one. Remember, people of God, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. So we're just excited about this crusade. And if you need us to come into your area, we're coming in. And remember that God never gives you a vision without provision. Anytime God gives you a vision, he'll make provision for that vision. So we're just trusting God, and we believe in him. We're looking for sponsors. We again ask you to, whatever the Lord lay on your heart, sow a seed into this ministry. We're doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come. Amen. And that's what we're doing. So block and lock those dates, September the 5th through the 7th. We've already gotten some commitments from some of our leaders there in the area, North Carolina, Bishop Patterson, Apostle Johnson, Apostle Clark, hallelujah, and even Bishop Leo Lewis out of Montgomery, Alabama. So we have some people that have already made commitments to come now. We got to take this thing to the streets. Hallelujah. We got to come out of our glass houses, people. There's so much work to do, and there's no reason for anybody to be envious of one another. If God have given you a gift, if you have any talents, it's time to put them into practice. It's time to practice what we preach. Amen. I'm tired of preaching and teaching to folks already say they saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, I don't need to preach and teach to you. Hallelujah. I'm trying to reach those that are lost, those that don't know Jesus, those that haven't had a fresh encounter with God. Those are the souls that I'm looking to reach. Those are the souls that we're trying to impact. Those are the souls we're trying to empower, hallelujah, where they can pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus. So our destiny focus for this week is, hallelujah, there will be glory. There will be glory after this. That's what the Lord gave me. There will be glory after this. And I said, Lord, what are you trying to say today? You all know I try to sit and I try to be as calm as I can, but I'm a very animated person. Hallelujah. When I begin to talk about the goodness of the Lord, oh, something get to stirring, Sister Patricia. Hallelujah. And I just can't sit still. Hey, it's like Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. But I'm going to try my best to just give you what the Lord has given me on today. And even this week, we have Apostle Johnson will be on with us on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then he's out of North Carolina. We got some Carolina folks on the line this week. And Bishop Corinthus Patterson out of he lives also near Raleigh, North Carolina. He'll be ministering for us on Thursday. Amen. But this is my assignment for today, to open up this particular focus this week. There will be glory after this. And as I begin to just think about this particular topic, my mind first went to Joseph, hallelujah, and we all know the story of Joseph, but we're going to come back to that a little bit later. But I want to invite your attention for a little while, and we want to go to chapter 33 of the book of Exodus, amen, and we all know what God did as he began to bring the children of Israel out of the land where they were held in captivity. Exodus is a book that really records the birth of Israel as a nation. Amen. And we all know that, you know, in the book of Genesis, we all know where God created the heavens and the earth. We all know how he made man, and then he put man to sleep, and then he took a rib out of man's side and made Mother Eve. We all know that. Amen. But we all know all of the different challenges that the people of God had while they were in Egypt. Amen. But this particular chapter deals with the tabernacle, how God allowed his glory to depart because of all of the miracles that he had performed and all of the acts that he had did for the children of Israel, but yet they still murmured and complained. So this week the Lord is saying there's going to be some glory after you have come out, after you have went through, after you have suffered, after you have been persecuted, after you have been, your name have been slandered, after you've been ridiculed, after you've been thrown in the fiery furnace, after you have been in the lions den all by yourself, God said there's going to be some glory after this. Amen. So we're going to read a little bit because we have to get an understanding of what God is saying to us, people of God. Hallelujah. This is no time to faint. This is no time to get weary. He said, be not weary in well-doing, because we will reap if we faint not. I don't care what the situation look like. I don't care what the doctor's report is. Hallelujah. I don't care nothing about the rebellious children. God said, there will you're going to reign with me. See, we want the crowns, but we don't want to bear the crosses. But it don't go like that, sisters and brothers in Christ. Hallelujah, people of God. We have to suffer and go through. We have to get to the other side. Lord, I bless you today. So let's read a little bit. Hallelujah, chapter 33. And it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. You see, God has given us some promises, people of God, and we can't look at our neighbors. Hallelujah. I don't care what kind of car your neighbor driving. Don't try to compare yourself with your neighbor. You have to stand on the promises of God. God is telling them. He said, I am going to take you into a land. I brought you out of Egypt. Now I'm going to bring you into a land which I've already promised your forefathers. See, God made some promises to our forefathers. I don't know about you, but I had a grandmother. I have lived where I was able to experience and witness 5 or 6 generations living at one time. I had my great-great-grandmother living. I had my great-grandmother living. I had my grandmother living. And I had my mother living. That's about 5 generations. Right? And then I was living. That's about 5 generations right then. Hallelujah. But all of those, all of my grand, my great, and my great-great, they're gone. They're not here anymore. Hallelujah. And I wish they were here. I wish I was able to understand some of the things that they tried to teach me when I was a little girl. Oh, but by and by, you understand it better. And let's go on. And verse 2 says, and I will send an angel before thee. Listen at the Lord. And I will drive out. Now, the Lord is giving, the Lord is already making that covenant that he already had with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now he's telling Moses about it. He said, I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. There comes a time when God get angry. There comes a time, he said, when my spirit will not always strive with man. So when you hear God, the day you hear God, listen to what God is saying, people, because he always sent a warning before destruction. And listen at what he says in verse 4. He said, and when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. Nobody was rejoicing, but because God was mad. Moses had already tried to make provision for him. Moses had already consulted with God. Hallelujah. And that's just like us. We always bringing our children before the Lord. But sometimes God wants these knuckleheads to go through for themselves where they can better appreciate what you have instilled in them. Ah, hallelujah. Verse 5 says, for the Lord hath said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are stiff-necked people. I listen at the Lord telling Moses. He said, tell him I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now, Moses, put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves. They stripped themselves and they took off the ornaments. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out into the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass, I'm at verse 8, when Moses went out into the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. Because Moses had to have a little talk with God. Sometimes you have to steal away. Sometimes you can't even tell nobody where you're going. Hallelujah. When God is dealing with you, when he wants you to isolate yourself, when he wants you to get in a place where there's nobody, there's no distractions, there's no nothing in your view but God, he'll say, go call up residence in. Get you a two-day suite, a two-day room. And he said, I want you to lay prostrate before me. Hallelujah. Because he said, I'm angry with these people. Yeah, and when God get angry, you better step out the way. Hallelujah. So when God give you instructions, you can't consult with your girlfriends. You can't consult sometimes with your mate. You can tell them that the Lord is dealing with me, honey. And is it all right? Is it all right? You know it's got to be all right, because if God has given you the instructions, your husband or your wife is going to be in agreement, and they're going to line up what God have already told you to do. Oh, you better watch God today. And Moses took the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. I'm at verse 8. And it came to pass when Moses went out into the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door. I'm reading again for a reason. And looked after Moses until he was gone in the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord, listen, people, and the Lord talked with Moses. Is the Lord talking with you today? He said, there's going to be glory after this. In verse 10, saying, all the people saw the cloudy pillar staying at the tabernacle door. Hallelujah. That was a pillar of glory. God is saying there's going to be glory after this. And all the people rose up and they worshiped every man in his tent door. So they stood at the door and they began to worship because they saw the pillar. They saw the pillar of cloud. They saw the glory that was on Moses as he entered into the tabernacle. But nobody could go in that tabernacle with Moses because God wanted to talk with Moses. He wanted to give Moses some instructions on what his glory was going to be like. He wanted to reveal his glory unto Moses. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, people of God, God will not reveal his glory to you and don't reveal it to your leader. God will not reveal his glory to the sheep and never reveal it to the shepherd. That's out of order. God is a God of order. Ha, glory to God. And verse 10 say, and the people saw the cloudy pillar staying at the tabernacle door. Ha, and all the people rose up and worshiped. We all have to rise up and worship. It can't be one or two. We all have to get on the same page. Hallelujah. And every man stood in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face. Is God speaking to you face to face today? Or are you getting your word from somebody else? You better get in this Bible. You better get in this Bible. Guess what? This Bible is our manual. It's our blueprint. I don't have to consult with my mother. I don't have to consult with my sister and my brother. All I need to do is get in this word. All I need to do is lay prostrate. All I need to do is have a fresh encounter every day with the Lord. And the Lord will talk to you. Do you know God will talk to you? But many times we talk to God and we get up. And we don't allow the Lord to talk back with us. After you have prayed, you have to wait on an answer. Hallelujah. You got to wait on a response. God will respond, and he'll respond in his own time. But we got to wait on him. Isaiah said, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." We have to wait on an answer. We have to wait on an answer. Sometimes we move on our emotions. We move on our feelings. We move on with the situations and the circumstances. We move on what the atmosphere is like, what the climate feels like. Oh, but you got to wait on God. It's cloudy out here today in California. The sun is not shining. The forecasts have been that it's rain for the day. But guess what? Just because the weatherman says rain, he's not in control of the weather. God is the creator. If God said a weatherman said rain, but I said no rain, who you think is going to, who do you think is going to have the last say? Hallelujah. God rules in the heart of man, not us. We don't have no control over the weather. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. Oh, God. And verse 11 again say, "And the Lord spake unto Moses." I should have took 2 days this week. But you know what? Hallelujah. I'm preferring my brother. I gave 2 days to the apostle, but I should have took 2 days, because this is a message that you won't get through in one day. Hallelujah. But let's go back. We're at Exodus 33. Hallelujah. Verse 11 say, "And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend." Look at God. "And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle." Hallelujah. So Joshua was like we this modern day today, an armor bearer. Hallelujah. So he assisted Moses. Amen. In verse 12 saying, "Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight." So Moses is really challenging God. How many are looking for a challenge today? Just don't challenge God. Challenge your situation. Challenge what you're going through. Challenge this word. But don't challenge God, because you won't win. Hallelujah. Our arms are too short to box with God. But he's challenging God. Listen at this. In verse 13, he said, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way." He's telling the Lord, "Show me your way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." He's telling the Lord, "You made some promises to me. Now you mad with the folks, and you going to renege on your promises?" Hallelujah. It's just like he said, will the nation now say our God is weak? That we're not serving the true and living God, because, Lord, you're not living up to your promises. But God said, not so. Hallelujah. I made you some promises in Deuteronomy. I said, if you do thus and thus, I'll bless you. But after the end of those 14 verses, I told you also, if you do not what I say, then the cursing's going to come upon you. Oh, God, one thing about God, he never renege on his promises, people. He'll never renege on his promise. Anything God promised you, take it to the bank. Hallelujah. It's a cashier's check. Oh, glory to God. You don't have to worry about it bouncing. You don't have to worry about insufficient funds. If God tell you, take it to the bank. You might not have but $20 in the bank. But the Lord said, I'm going to write you out a $100,000 check. And he said, guess what? Go to the bank. Take it to the bank, and you'll say, what? Lord, how am I going to take this check to the bank? I don't have but $20 in my account. But if God tell you to do check to the bank. He's already made provision. Won't he do it? Hallelujah. God will do that for you. But he won't do it if you don't believe it. He won't do it if you're not faithful. He won't do it if you don't honor your commitment. See, you got to honor. Huh? You got to honor the commitment that you have made. That's the only way there's going to be glory after this. Hallelujah. See, you can't, Lord have mercy, Jesus. You can't expect God to perform and then you fail short. You were nagging on what you promised God. I promised the Lord that I would serve him until I die. Uh-huh. When my son was laying on a deathbed in Charity Hospital in New Orleans, I said, Lord, if you raise my son up, I'm going to serve you till I die. Hallelujah. Now, when my daughter was murdered, that was an opportune time for me to say, Lord, why did you allow this to happen? Yes, I told you I would serve you until I die, but you didn't tell me a year or two later my daughter was going to be murdered. God didn't do it. You didn't tell me that. That was the most opportune time for me to bail out and said, Lord, I can't do this no more. But I held on to his unchanging hand. I'm telling you, there will be glory after this. After you suffered a while, God said, I'm going to establish you. This weekend, matter of fact, on Saturday, my granddaughter, my youngest granddaughter, she's graduating this month, and she was going to a senior prom. You know, Holy Ghost folks, apostolic folks, you know, back in the day, old school folks, they didn't allow. I know when I got saved 29 years ago, under my cousin, hallelujah, we couldn't go to, I wasn't a teenager then, so let me be clear. Hey, but he wouldn't allow the kids to go to a prom. You know, that was a sin. Hallelujah. But here you got all these liars and cutthroats and all kind of folks in the house of the Lord, in the buildings, let me say that, in the building. So they're doing some of everything. I never saw anything wrong with it. But you know, when you're under leadership, whatever standard that leader has set in his house, you try to conform. You try to be obedient. That don't mean that it's scripture. Hallelujah, because there was never no scripture for this stuff. Hallelujah, but man, you know, we come up with our own rules. We make our own guidelines. We design our own manuals and our own procedures. Hallelujah, so she was getting ready to go to this prom, and I begin to just reflect a little bit, Evangelist Evans, I begin to reflect, because I never envisioned a day coming where I didn't have a house full of children. I couldn't see this day coming. Oh, but I'm telling you today, there will be glory after this. There will be glory. She's the last one. I was telling Sister Ruby today, I've seen two of my granddaughters and my niece graduate, walk across the stage, no babies, not on my shift. And this is the last female. Amen. Then I have my grandson. He's 16 years old. I said, Lord, let me get through him and I'll be all right. But I'm telling you about, there will be glory. There's got to be some glory after this. Hallelujah. We don't want to suffer. Nobody want to suffer. Nobody want to go through. Oh, but if you suffer, hallelujah, there's a reward. There is a crown of righteousness laid up for you. Hallelujah. Let's go back. In verse 12, saying, Moses said until the people, and Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Have any of you found grace in God's sight? Now therefore, I pray thee, if I found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. These are your people, God. In verse 14, he said, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. In verse 15, said, and he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Moses said, Lord, if your presence don't go with us, don't let us go up, okay? For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace, Moses, in my sight. And I know you by name, Adrian. He said, I found grace with you. Hallelujah. You found grace with me. Hallelujah. And I know you, Moses, by name. And he said, I beseech thee. Hallelujah. And I beseech thee. That's Moses now saying. He's telling the Lord, show me your glory, Lord. Show me your glory. And verse 19 said, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou cannot see my face, Moses, for there shall no man see me and live. Hallelujah. We all know the story. Moses was only able to see God's hind partner. Hallelujah. Because no man can look upon the Lord and live. And the Lord said, behold, there's a place by me, and thou shalt stand up on a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by. Look at God. That I will put thee in a cleft of the rock. God will hide you in the cleft of the rock. Oh, glory to God. How many want to be hidden in that rock today? And I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Ah, God, I bless you today. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Let me tell you, people of God, God said there will be glory after this. Now turn over for sake of time. Hey, let me tell you a little bit about Joseph. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, people, there will be glory after this. So we all know the story about Joseph. We all know that how his brothers threw him in the pit because of his dream. Because of the vision that God has given you, let me encourage you all that's on the line today. If God has given you a vision, glory to God, let me tell you, you better be like Hezekiah. You better be like Rebecca. Though the vision tarry, you better wait on it. See, some people, hallelujah, when you tell them about your dreams and you tell them about your vision, they get jealous because they're sitting around on their do-nothing stools. Hallelujah. And Joseph, he didn't mean no harm. He was a young lad. All he wanted to do is share with his brothers. You know how your children, and the Lord might give you something that, a little bit more than he gave the next child, and you just want to share with them. You don't mean no harm. Joseph just wanted to tell him about the dream that he had. But when Joseph began to tell him about the dream, even Joseph's father said, you mean to tell me that you got me? I'm your father. And you mean to tell me, Sister Ruby, I got to bow down before you? Huh? And all your brothers, Jacob said, what does this mean? What does this mean? And even Jacob was a little perturbed. But let me tell you, people of God, God gave me this ministry, and he told me to name it New Destiny. Hey, glory to God. God had a new destiny for Joseph. And he even had a new destiny for his father, his mother, and all his brethren, all his nieces and nephews. Joseph went to preserve a place for them, because their there was a famine in the land. Amen, amen. There's a famine in the land right now. Ah, there's a famine in the land. A famine of what? A famine of words. Hallelujah. There's no true word anymore. You don't even know who to trust today. Hallelujah. Men are preaching about Jesus today, and tomorrow they're in the bed with your wife and your husband. Men with men working that which is unseemly. Ah, God, I bless you today. I don't know where you're going with this today, Lord. But I'm telling you, God gave me that this weekend. He said, there will be glory after this. So turn. I'm going to skip over some of this stuff because we all know the story about Joseph. It's verse 4, chapter 43 in Genesis said, and the famine, there was a famine in the land, and the famine was sore in the land. Hallelujah. And verse 32 said, and they set on for him by himself and for them by themselves and for the Egyptians. No, let me stop there. No. Let's go. Let's go to verse 27. We're in the 43rd chapter of Genesis, and this is telling the story about Joseph's brothers when they came to Egypt. Hallelujah. And verse 27, chapter 43, slow down, Adrian, and verse 27 said, this is Joseph asking the young men when they came to buy corn. He asked them of their welfare and said, listen at Joseph. Joseph said, is your father well? The old man whom ye spoke of? Joseph was just testing him. Joseph already knew that these were his brothers, but he tested them because he's trying to find out if his father is still alive. He knew they wasn't spies. He knew these were my brothers that threw me in the pit. And then one of the brothers, Reuben, decided, said, well, don't leave him in the pit. Let's get him, and we're going to sell him to these Ishmaelites. Hallelujah. Verse 30, let's drop down. Let's go to chapter 4. Hallelujah. That was Judah. Sister Ruby, just correct me. That was Judah. Hallelujah. Chapter 44 says, and let's read those first two verses. And he commanded, I'm trying to tell y'all today that there's going to be glory after you come out of your situation. There's going to be glory after God regulates your finances. There's going to be glory after the doctor's report come back with a good report. There's going to be glory after these rebellious children fall in line. Chapter 44 says, and he commanded the steward, this is Joseph, of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food. This is when he filled his brother's sacks with food. And he said, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. Remember, Joseph's mother, Rachel, died. She died in childbirth when she gave birth to Benjamin. And that was Joseph's blood brother by his mother and father. Hallelujah. So he gave his blood brother more than he gave them because he wanted to prove. He knew these were some scam artists. Hallelujah. So Joseph said, they won't scam this time. They won't get away. How many know you might get by? But you won't get away. Joseph putting them to the test. Hallelujah. Now jump over to chapter 45. Then Joseph, now after Joseph had put them to the test and sent them back home and kept Benjamin and told them to bring Benjamin back, because see, Jacob didn't let Benjamin go. Hallelujah. And he said, hallelujah, I'm going to keep him here. Hallelujah, because this one, I'll be deprived of both of my sons. I can't do that. So then chapter 45 says, then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. When they came back, Joseph couldn't endure any longer. He broke down. He couldn't keep his composure any longer. Hallelujah. So he had to break down. And chapter 45 verse 1 says, then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by. And he cried. Caused every man to go out from him. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph, hallelujah, made himself known unto his brethren. And verse 2 saying, he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it. See, God had already had ordained everything that Joseph went through. It was already preordained. It was foreordained before the foundation of the world. God already knew that Joseph was going to be thrown in the prison. But he also knew that he was going to make Joseph great. Joseph became the governor in Egypt under Pharaoh. And he didn't answer to nobody but Pharaoh. He was the second in command. Oh, you better watch God. When God has something for you, Sister Cammy, what God has for you is for you. Hallelujah. What God has for you is for you. Amen. So I tell you today, people of God, woohoo, Jesus, there's going to be some glory after this. But we have to go through. We have to suffer. We got to know that these light afflictions are only for a moment. Hallelujah. These trials and these tests, they come to try us. They come to break us down. Remember, Satan say, I'm going to and fro, seeking whom I may devour. Huh? Are you going to let him devour you today? Huh? Hey, he's seeking whom he may devour. Oh, but Jesus told him, God told him, hallelujah, he said about Job. Hey, hallelujah, he wanted Job. And the Lord allowed Satan to buffet Job. Oh, but he had a testimony about Job. Woo, there will be glory. I got to go to that. Ah, God, I bless you today. Ooh, the Lord is speaking today. He said there will be glory after this. There's going to be glory after this. Let's turn to Job. I can't help it, Lord. I can't help it today, people, because God is speaking. I didn't have none of this in my notes. I had some definitions. I had some text and context. But the Lord said, go a different way. Hey, glory to God. Let's read Job chapter 1. It said, there was a man in the land of Uz. And I'm going to finish up after this. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance, listen at this, also was 7,000. Ah, God, I bless you. 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household. Ah, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east, and his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their sisters to eat, excuse me, and to drink with them. Oh, I bless you, them, dear God. Hold it 1 second. I have to drink a little water. I bless the Lord today. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified his children and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Job did this continually. He did this continually. Ah, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Listen at this. The sons of God came to present themselves. Let me tell you, anytime God has given you instructions, anytime God has given you direction, hey, glory, and you know it's of God, expect the enemy to show up. Oh, if he don't show up, I question if it's of God. Because he going to show up. Listen to this. The sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And guess what? Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro. Ha! In the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Look at this devil. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Have God considered my servant Job? Hallelujah. That there is none like him in the earth. A perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Does he fear you because of what he think you can do and what he think you can do? He said, hast now thou made an hedge about him? In other words, he's telling the Lord, you've already gave him the good of the land. You've blessed him with houses, land. You've given him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He got everything, and you have put a hedge about him that nobody can touch him. That's what he's telling the Lord. He says, so guess what? If you gave me all that, I'll serve you too. And that's what the devil do. See, he'll give us these, he'll present and have us to believe that the grass is greener on the other side. Sister Ruby has beautiful grass, a beautiful lawn here at our house. But if she decide one day to look over at the neighbor's yard, she might say, oh, that grass, look, that lawn look a little bit better than mine. Well, she haven't gotten up close on it. She's just looking from afar. Oh, glory to God. And that's why you have to examine a thing. You have to search the scriptures, because the Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Now listen at this, devil. Has not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he had on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But this is the devil. That's what he do. He said, but put forth thine hand now and touch all that Job had, and Job will curse you to your face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he had is in thy power. See, before Satan can attack you, before Satan can make you uncomfortable, before he can come steal, kill, and destroy, he has to get permission. He can't attack you if he haven't gotten permission. And you're talking about, well, what you talking about, Sister Adrian? Let me tell you something. If you have not been obedient to God, he's already given him permission. Your disobedience gives Satan the reign to disrupt your life. If you haven't done the will of God, God have already given him permission. But if you are obedient, he said you will eat the good of the land. Ah, glory to God. What are you saying? Let's go back. He says, and the Lord said, behold, all that he had is in thy power. Only upon himself, put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord And there was a day when his sons and his daughter were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside themselves. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee, hallelujah, what is he saying? The messenger came back to tell Job that they had slain his sons and his daughters, and everything he had was gone. The only person left in Job's house was his servants and the wife. And we all know about the wife. The wife told Job, why don't you curse him and die? But all the suffering that Job went through, Sister Albertine, all the suffering, Sister Ruby, that Job went through, he never cursed God. Because guess what? The Lord had assured Job that there will be glory after this. After you suffered a while, God will exalt you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, but you got to stay faithful. You got to stay committed. Yes, the storm's gonna come. Yes, the wind's gonna blow. Hallelujah. Yes, the famine is in the land. But you gotta know, like Jacob did. Jacob knew that there was a famine in the land. But guess what? Jacob also heard that there was corn in Egypt. Hallelujah. And Jacob did not know that the son that he thought was dead, the son that the brothers brought the bloody coat to and told his father, like an animal beast, had killed Joseph. Hallelujah. Jacob began to mourn. I'm sure Jacob was on his way out of here because he had been mourning every day for Joseph. Oh, but when he heard about the famine and he heard about the corn in the land, Jacob said, there will be glory after this. Hallelujah. God will preserve. God will always have a remnant, people. He will never be left without a witness. God will never be left without a witness. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God already had Joseph. Had him already sitting on the throne. Had already had Pharaoh. Pharaoh, hallelujah. Joseph had favor with Pharaoh. Pharaoh gave Joseph and his family the good land. Hallelujah. When they came and Joseph told his brothers what to say before Pharaoh, tell them that you're shepherds. Hallelujah. You know the Egyptians, they didn't want no shepherd boys in their domain. Hallelujah. But guess what? God will go before you, people. He'll give you favor. Folks don't want him, but that's all right. The Lord told me to tell you this week, there will be glory. There will be glory after this. God is not a man that he would lie. Neither is he the son of man that he have to repent. Whatever God say, can't nobody stand against him. If he say yay, it's yay. If he say amen, it's amen. Seal, you can seal it. Hallelujah. Anything God has spoken to you today, trust in him. Hold on to that vision. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your career. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your members. Hallelujah. Don't give up on the sheep. Don't give up on the sheep. If you are a shepherd, God said, I will give you pastors after mine own heart, whom shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. You can't be mean. You can't be honorary. You can't rule with an iron fist. Hallelujah. He said to those that rule like that, he said, don't be lords over God's heritage. Hallelujah. You have to honor men in their respective positions, but don't you put nobody before God. Don't you put your children Don't you put your spouses, don't you put your job, don't you put your pastors, don't you put your bishops, I don't care who they are, and none of them greater than God. None of them are greater than God, Sister Albertine. None of them are greater than God, Sister Cammy, Sister Patrice. I don't care what you're going through in Oklahoma. If God told you to go to Oklahoma, he going to make everything all right. You might have your struggles. Come on, people of God. We're going to struggle. We're going to go through different phases of life. Every day the sun ain't going to shine. It was just cloudy, and now I see the sun shining. Hey, so your situation can change in a matter of a moment. I'm a witness to that. Somebody said no last week. Hallelujah, but a day or two later, God said yes. Hey, glory to God. God will turn. He'll take you from the dope houses to the hope houses. He'll take you from the pit to the palace. Hallelujah. He'll make you the head and not the tail. He'll make you above and not beneath. Oh, God will make you the lender and not the borrower. He will sustain you. Oh, after you have done the will of God, then you have need to have patience to wait. How many are willing to wait? How many know that there will be glory after this? I was talking to a sister last week. You know, and folks will make all kind of promises to you, but they'll renege on them. Oh, but I tell you, when you put your trust in God, hallelujah, he say, I'll give you favor. I'll bring you before kings and queens. Hallelujah. I'll cause Oprah Winfrey to send you a check. Put it in your bank account. And she'll wonder, why in the world am I writing a check to Adrian Benoit? Are you writing a check because God showed me to you in your dream. And she'll be writing a check and don't even know me. God made her do it. When the king had a dream, and the magicians and astrologers, they could not tell the king what the dream was. But somebody remembered Daniel. Y'all know Mosiah. And Daniel went on a fast, and he said, Lord, show me what the dream was that the king had. And didn't the Lord show it to him? Hallelujah. That's why God was able to spare Daniel's life, because Daniel trusted in God. When he was thrown in the lion's den, hallelujah, Daniel did not curse. Some of us would have cursed the king out. We'd have called the king all kind of names because we about to die anyway. So you know me, us African-American folks would say, well, you're about to hang me. You're about to kill me. I better try to just tell you what I'm feeling in my heart right now. Oh, but Daniel didn't do that. Hallelujah. And the king told Daniel, oh, Daniel, the king didn't want to do it. But the king said, oh, Daniel, the God that you serve, he's going to deliver you. Oh, God, and didn't we? Hallelujah. They woke up the next morning. Hallelujah. I think the lion was laying next to Daniel asleep. And the king said, Daniel, oh, Daniel, he said, come on out. And Daniel said, that lion, hallelujah, me and the lion became friends. Hey, woo, 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 woo. Ain't that like God? God will let your enemy become your friend, Sister Cammy. Ooh, he'll turn an enemy into a friend. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. And let us not talk about those Hebrew boys who refused to eat the king's meat because they trusted in God. Hallelujah. They say, I don't care what y'all do us. Throw us in the fiery furnace. Oh, but I'm here to tell you, the God that we serve Say, there will be glory after this. There will be glory after you've gone through. There will be glory after you have made a commitment to the Lord. There will be glory after you had obeyed the commandments of God. I don't listen at folks no more. I'm too old to listen at people. Oh, God, you got to know God for yourself. You need a fresh God encounter today. Let me tell you, get in this book. Make some sacrifices. Push that plate back. Lay prostrate on your face. Hallelujah. Go on your solemn face and tell the Lord all about it. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. Tell me God won't bring you out. I remember a little chunky man about 20 years ago almost, a little bit over 20 years. His name was T.D. Jakes. I remember him when he was wearing a polyester suit. I said, who is this big ugly man? Hallelujah. And then he was a dark-skinned man. Who is this man on this TV? Somebody then gave him an opportunity to come on the television. He was a little chunky, little fat man. Hallelujah. Had these little suits on, was too little for him. Hey, but look at him today. There will be glory after this. Hallelujah. But you got to hang on. Hallelujah. You got to hold on to Jesus. Hallelujah. Strong winds may come. Hallelujah. There may be some trouble even today in your life. But let me tell you, people, trouble ain't going to last always. Hallelujah. Somebody wrote a song and said, trouble in my way, I have to cry sometime. So much trouble, I have to sigh sometime. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. I know that Jesus will fix it. Jesus will fix it after a while. My grandmother and them used to say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by. Then they used to sing a song, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. They said, call him up and tell him what you want. Then there was another song. They said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let my light shine. I might not ever be on the stage with T.D. Jakes. Hallelujah. I may not ever meet Oprah Winfrey. I may not ever meet Michael Jordan. Hallelujah. I may not even meet LeBron James. And I love basketball. That's why I'm calling these basketball folks. But let me tell you something, baby. The greatest celebrity, the greatest man that ever walked this earth. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I met him. I met him when I was in my mother's womb. He knew all about me. He knew. He told Moses, I know your name. God know my name. Hallelujah. I am a friend of God. Hallelujah. He's the best friend. He's a friend that will never leave you. He's a friend that will stick by you closer than a brother. He said, when my mother and my father forsake me, he said, oh, Lord, take me up. Oh, I thank God for having a friend in Jesus. Hallelujah. When I was a little girl in Sunday school, we used to sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, I don't even know all the words right now, but I remember singing that song. Oh, my fate is looking up this week. Hallelujah. I'm going out and possess the land. I don't have no money. Hallelujah. I don't have no location. Oh, but the God that I serve, a cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. All I got to do is trust him. Didn't he tell him? He said, go, he told the prophet, hallelujah, go look in the fish's mouth. I've already made provision, Sister Albertine. Hey, glory to God. God have already made provision for your vision, but you can't get discouraged. You can't throw in the towel. You can't get depressed. You can't have a woe is me spirit. You got to say like Job knew who had slain him. Because Job knew that he was living upright. Job knew that he hadn't sinned. But guess what? The friends, the four friends, hallelujah, they tried to make Job to feel like he had sinned. If you know you have lived right, let the gainsayers talk. Hallelujah, because guess what? I'm going to give them something to talk about because I'm going to continue to serve my God. I'm going to continue to show, hallelujah, my God that I'm going to be faithful to the end. I don't have nothing to prove to you because you're not my source. You're not the giver of life. You don't lift my soul. You don't come to me when I'm crying in the wee-wee hours. You don't comfort me. You don't take care of my children. You don't pay my bills. Hallelujah. So I don't owe you nothing. I owe God because he is the lifter of my soul. Oh, I got to stop now. God is the lifter of my soul. I just want to encourage you all today that the Lord told me there will be glory after this. After this, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night. Woo, but I'm so glad that joy cometh in the morning. What are you talking about? Well, the Bible also says, one day with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a night as one day. Oh, I bless him today. I thank God that one day he saw a little old girl from New Orleans, Louisiana, and he gave her an opportunity to come out. I didn't know what was in store. Sister Albertine, he took me to Los Angeles, and I was there only about 3 months. The Lord didn't allow me to get into the celebrity in the nightclub scene. He had already paved the way for me. He already had a path called out for me. He already knew I had to preach this gospel. He already knew that he had souls that only I could reach. Oh, God did it, baby. God did it. Somebody asked the question, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Hallelujah, can any good thing come out of New Orleans? Y'all saw Katrina. Y'all saw the tragedy. Y'all saw, hallelujah, the deprivation. Y'all saw it on TV. Oh, hallelujah. I lost some relatives in that storm. Oh, but he preserved my mother. I was even down there during that time. Hallelujah, had to go and get a hard-headed granddaughter that I allowed to go there, and I went through all kind of trauma because the aunt took my granddaughter and took her to see what this is, CPS, and said she was the only one I let go down there for the summer, and then when it was time for her to return for school, she was about 13 years old. The aunt decided she gonna keep her because she done told her some lies. And I went down there to get, they don't know who they fooling with, baby. I went down there, I caught the next flight after my granddaughter wasn't on that plane and school was starting that next week. I went down there. Do you know they took my granddaughter and had her 6 months off? Well, I knew she was alive. Oh, but one day, the Lord said, enough is enough. And he had the detectives from Stockton went down there and picked her up. She was in a little country town down in Louisiana, 13 years old. And I went to get her at Mary Graham Hall here. And after they returned her, now I knew she had went and told all them lies. Hallelujah. So when I went to get her, she was like, oh, granny. She was all confused. Oh, please take me out of here. My mother said, you should have left that demon there. Let her stay there for a couple of days. She'd have caused you all kind of hell. But you know, I couldn't do it, so I took her on home. But God had me down there, and he had me down there for a reason. And even that, I was able to go into the Astrodome down in Texas while I was there, and I saw some people that I went to school with. Now, these people was homeless, nowhere to stay, nothing. And the Lord allowed one of the congressmen here in Stockton to rent a charter bus, and he sent it down there. And I got about 60 or 70 people I didn't. The Lord did it. Let me say, Jesus did that. And I was able to witness to some of those people, and they got on that charter bus, and they came to Stockton. Two of my brothers was also there, and I was able to get them back, fly them back from Mississippi. But it took me almost 24 hours to get from New Orleans to, 12 hours to get from New Orleans to Mississippi, which would have only took 2 hours, naturally. Hey, if there was nothing else going on. Amen. So I tell you, I done been through something, honey. And guess what? I ain't turning to lose God for nobody. Nobody, no thing can make me throw in the towel and say, Lord, I'm going on out here and do my thing. Ain't no man, ain't no money, ain't no fame, ain't no honor, ain't no prestige. None of this stuff don't move me. No, I'm sold out. S-O-U-L-E-D. I'm sold out. And I'm going to stay in here and see what the end is going to be. Because God got a great end for me. Hallelujah. My beginning was great and my end going to be greater. Look at Job. His latter days was greater than the former. God restored everything back to him. So anything that the enemy have took from you and you think he's taking it from you, serve and notice today. Say, I'm going to get everything that God have destined for me to get in this life. See, God got some things destined for us in this life. We ain't got to wait till we get to heaven to walk on the streets of gold. Hey, I'm walking on gold right now. Because guess what? I serve a man. I serve a God that have everything. The gold belong to him. The silver belong to him. Everything that's in this earth belongs to God. So you better trust him today and know that there will be glory after this. There's going to be some glory after you've gone through. There's going to be some glory after you suffered a while. There's going to be some glory after you had endured. Hallelujah. We're in a race, people of God. Hey, God, you don't almost shy. Now, if we can't keep up with the heart, with the footman, how are we going to keep up with the horse? Hallelujah. You know the horse is faster than the footman. So we got to go through. We got to go through. They sing a song, no cross, no crown. No crown. Do I like going through? No, I'm just like you. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to cry. I want to smile and be happy. But you got to cry sometimes. This is a suffering way. But just know that God is going to deliver you. I thank God for Sister Ruby today. I've been at her home for about 3 weeks, and we've had some challenges over here. But they were all good. Amen, because there will be glory after this. After these challenges are over, there's going to be some glory. We had a challenge with the strawberry shortcake. Glory to God. Amen. But y'all, that's an inside joke. That's an inside joke, y'all. But anyway, I thank God for you all on today. We haven't had but about, 9 or 10, 11 or 12 callers on today. You know, the saints get hangovers on Monday. Hallelujah. But I don't have a hangover. The only hangover I have is to do the will of God. Every day I'm hungover because I'm looking for a new challenge. I'm looking for some new instruction. I'm looking for another assignment. I'm like, I'm like the man that told the Lord, God, send me. Send me. I'll go, Jesus. I just don't want to be a lying prophet. Hallelujah. I want to tell the truth because I want to see Jesus for myself. I got to see him for myself. Hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through today. People may not like you. They may be jealous and envious of you. Hallelujah. But you got to stay focused. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. You got to know that no matter what come, I'm going to serve God. Hallelujah. They got some counterfeits out here. They have some folks out here that's not doing what God would have them to do. But you better separate yourself. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate. Then there will be glory after this. God bless you all. We only have about five people still on the line, so we're going to open up the lines. I couldn't get to my notes. I didn't have no notes, did I, Sister Ruby?
Not none. Oh, shit.
Huh?
Not one of them.
All I did was go to the Bible.
Yeah, I seen that.
That's all I did.
Amen.
And the Lord spoke today. And I love it like that because guess what? Then you know it's not me. Because I can ramble sometime and I can go off sometime. But I ain't going off on God's people. God has been too good to me. I got to see what the end going to be. If I blow up right now, I might miss something that God has already ordained for me. Amen. I don't know if Sister Patrice is able. Her phone is still jacked up or what's going on, but I'm opening up your line, Sister Cammy. Hey, glory to God. Now, thank God for Sister Albertine and Sister Cammy. And don't y'all get jealous because I'm calling their names. They have just really started coming on the broadcast. And, you know, the people that just start coming on look like they're more appreciative sometimes. Because you know what? They'll call you and tell you how thankful they are and how they appreciate the word coming forth. And those of us that's been on this line 17 months, y'all may not never call nobody and say, thank you for that word today. But it's all right. God have a record. So don't get jealous. I'm just calling their names because they are new to the broadcast and they have been encouraging to me, and I thank God for these women of God. I thank God for even Apostle Johnson. Remember that he's going to be doing two-day teaching starting tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And one thing about him, he will tell people that he's speaking, okay? He's not ashamed of this gospel. Amen. So I'm going to open up the line, and I'm going to go to Sister Cammy, and you all can say whatever the Lord lay on your heart to say today. I like it when a lot of folks ain't on the line because you have a little more time to, you know, express yourself, testify about God's goodness. Amen? Amen. How many people we had on? Sister Cammy, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for the word. I really needed it. Really need to hear that today. It's been woke up, not feeling great, and just needed to hear something. So I'm so grateful again for you continuing to bless me and be a blessing to me and keeping me fed. So I'm really, really grateful for that. And just keep me in prayer. Again, like I said, just keep me in prayer. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue to pray. Hey, we're going to continue to lift you up because guess what? There will be glory. Remember that message. There will be glory after this. Hallelujah. The Lord said that. There's going to be some glory. Hallelujah. So every test that we're going through, hey, God, it's for God's glory because you're going to help somebody else. See, the tests, the trials, the tribulations, they're not for us. For someone else, because we have to be able to share it. We have to be able to tell somebody that if God brought me through it, he's going to do the same thing for you. Amen. So you be encouraged. Yeah. Hallelujah. I feel like second lining. Woo! When you've gone through, honey, we second line. We second line in New Orleans. When folks die, we happy. We're sad. We shed a little tear. But after the tears are gone, honey, we get the band. Yeah, and the band start singing. Oh, when the saints. Now, we know we ain't live like no saints, but that's the song that they sing. Oh, when the saints are marching in, honey, and they get in the street and they dance. So that's something that they're doing that the Lord have told us to do. He said, hey, guess what? Rejoice when they get out of here. You need to weep when they come in. But rejoice when they're going out. Hey, glory to God. Sister Patrice, let me stop. Woo, God, this fire is in my spirit today. Sister Patrice, God bless you. Okay, her phone may be acting up. Sister Albertine, she just called and encouraged me. And I tell you, after she encouraged me, God had already spoke to somebody. While she was prophesying, God was taking care of his business. God bless you, Sister Albertine. God, we going somewhere. We going somewhere.
I just want to say thank you so much for that word. I was so down in my spirit this morning. I just felt so horrible. And, I mean, that word, I just cried and cried, and I said, Lord, please, I just need a word. And,
amen.
It's what I really needed to hear because I'm so stupid.
Jesus, 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 you got a word today. Huh? Y'all don't almost shy. Y'all. Not my word, but God's word. See, God know who you are. Didn't he tell Moses? I know your name, Moses. God knows us. Please don't ever forget. Don't ever think that God don't know you. He said every hair on our head has been numbered. It was a reason, God. I didn't know where this message was going. But the Lord told me, said, there's going to be some glory after this. Because I went through a situation last week, and I was questioning God. I said, Lord, now you told me to do this. So if you told me to do it, you got to make it good.
Amen.
Got to do just that. So ain't no need to get discouraged. We got work to do, sister.
Yes, I know. I just felt so bad, but that word just brought me back. Too.
It Amen. Brought you back. Guess what? And when you see those... When you see those scripts, you see that playwright. When you see those scripts, somebody buying those scripts. When you see your name up there written and produced by screenplay, y'all know those shots out. Albertine Bubba, when you see that, I'm saying, Lord, I held on to the dream. I held on to the vision. God didn't give you a gift to write plays and scripts and stories and books. And then he's not going to make your name great. He ain't going to make your name great among the heathen. He's going to make your name great among his people. Because guess what? You got to write some gospel plays. Glory. And guess what? Even in the gospel plays, we got to tell a story. We got to tell a story how it actually is. Because the Bible says first natural, then spiritual. How are we going to tell somebody something in the spirit? And we ain't living nothing in the natural.
Amen.
How? First natural, then spiritual. God, guess what? There's going to be some glory after this.
Oh, amen.
Put on your high heel sneakers, baby. Didn't they sing that song? Put on your high heel. Put on your high heel sneakers. Hallelujah, because guess what? Your best days is yet to come.
Thank God.
And I have Apostle Johnson on the line, and I'm going to have him to pray for Sister Ruby, Sister Cammie, Sister Patrice, Sister Albertine, and even for me, because I need prayer too. Hallelujah. I go through just like everybody else. Hallelujah. We had about 11 or 12 people on the line. Some have dropped off. Maybe they'll go back into the archives and listen. But you know what? I got to get this thing for myself. Hallelujah. I ain't interested in no numbers. The Bible says, well, there's two or three. That's it. So get it for yourself. Do it for yourself. Amen. Apostle Johnson, God bless you.
Amen. Grace and peace to all. Certainly we're excited about God, about who he is, and the power of his might and his Holy Spirit. Certainly it was an honor and a privilege to hear the word of God, because every time it becomes more alive in your spirit, Evangelist Bernard, because he's carrying you somewhere. And when God is carrying you somewhere, the anointing increases. The anointing gets stronger and stronger. And every time you have a chance to minister, the anointing is getting stronger. Stronger. And the thing you must realize is that when you're around other people, they'll try to kill or try to discourage what God has placed down on the inside. But we got a word on today that we won't be discouraged. We won't be made, because after this, we're still going to be able to run. And I tell you what, the word encouraged me to stay running. Not be weary. Be not weary in well-doing. But in due season, you'll reap if you faint not. And I thank God on today, because the word that you spoke stirred up down in my belly. It struck something on the inside that said, let's go, let's run with this thing. You know, it's one of those feelings where you say, come on, Toto, let's ride. It's time to move to the next place. It's time to move to the next dimension. And I tell you what, the word of God today will carry you. And I tell you what, he's a keeper. And what's happening is people are caught up in attractions. They're not caught up in the word. And when you were preaching the word today, some can't hold the word. If you told them glamour shots was over here, just using that for an example, just telling them somebody glamorous was here or this person was going to be on today, people come running and flocking because they're not, it's just like a mega church. Some people go to a mega church just to go. They don't, in mega there's nothing but man, there's not God.
Come on.
I mean, it's significant that God put that if two and three gather together in my name, I'll be in the midst, but he didn't put a multitude. So why is it he didn't put a multitude? Because in a multitude of people put their eyes on man and not on God.
There will be glory
God
after
mercy.
This. God said, God gave it up this week. Now, y'all can question it. And Apostle Johnson is going to be ministering for 2 days. There will be glory after this, but I want you to pray for Sister Albertine and Sister Cammy, Sister Patrice, myself, and Sister Ruby. We're yet remaining, but go on, Apostle Johnson, whatever the Lord lay on your heart.
I'm going to say this last thing, and then we're going to move into prayer. You know, I'm excited about God, and I keep telling people, you got to know. Some people, you ask them, you say, how you feeling today? And they said, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. But whenever you ask me how you feel, I just say I'm excited about God because I'm excited about the next move of his power and his spirit, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? I'm so excited because I was pondering, God, where are you going to take me? Where are you going to take me? What you going to do? And you kept talking about Job on today. So I believe I'm going to be in Job tomorrow, and I believe we're going to talk about, my God, tomorrow. I hear you, Lord. I hear the email, so I just give you a sneak preview. Tomorrow we're going to talk from a subject. I'm in labor. Can you feel my pain?
Amen.
I'm giving you that as a thought because it's going to tie together tomorrow, because a woman, after she goes through pain and she goes through the labor of pushing out a child, which is one of the most painful things for a woman to experience, there's a glory, there's a sign of release, because she's finally able to see the baby that she's carried for so long, and God is finally trying to produce what he's getting out of your life. But you had to go through the pain, you had to go through the strife, you had to go through everything that you had to experience, you had to go through that in order to get what God has for your life now.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
It was a part of the process. So God is just processing you. He's just pruning us, and it's a part of making him. And if you haven't been through anything, you don't have an experience of God, and you have no power. Because without an experience with God, he said, those that suffer with me shall reign with me. So if you ain't did no suffering, you ain't been through nothing, guess what, baby? You won't know God.
Lord have mercy. Hallelujah.
Most gracious and kind Father. Father, I thank you this day. I thank you, God, for New Destiny Ministry. God, I thank you, God, for Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I thank you, God, for where you carried her, God. I thank you, God, for expounding on her wisdom and knowledge, God. I thank you, God, for the boldness that she has in your word, God, to preach and declare your gospel. Father, I pray strength and virtue back into her body now, God, that you would strengthen her like never before. God, that you would carry her to the nations the more. God, that you would enlarge her territory, oh God. Father, for you are great and mighty and awesome. God, you do miracles. God, do miracles in her life. God, I ask you, God, to continue, God, to do what needs to be done. Father, for you know the need, God. God, we ask you, God, in this hour, God, to move like never before. God, we ask you to strengthen. God, we ask you to build. God, we ask you, God, to continue to do it, oh God. For you are amazing and mighty and awesome, God. God, it is to you we give the praise, we give the honor, we give the glory. Father, we're asking now, God, that you would bless her ministry, God. Allow people to sow into her life. God, allow financial abundance to hit all around her, God. Father, for wealth is upon her life. Father, and we thank you for it, oh God. Father, we ask, God, that you would continue, God, to do the unexpected, God. God, for you are great and mighty, God. You do miracles, God, so great, God. Ah, God, there is none like you, oh God. And Father, we're asking you, God, to continue to be that, oh God. Continue to surround this ministry, God, with believers, God, that know, God, that destiny is coming. Ah, God, we praise you and we bless you, God. Continue, God, to allow favor to come, God. You know the petition she has before you, oh God. Father, we ask you to answer it, God. God, for her faithfulness to you, God, her obedience to you, oh God. Father, for having to love those that despitefully use and come against her, oh God. Father, we thank you and we bless you for, oh God. Father, we ask you to bless Sister Ruby, oh God. Father, we ask you to touch her the more. Bless her, keep her, God, like never before. Father, bless her. Give her a prophet's reward, God. God, for being around the prophet. God, for giving the prophet a glass of water, oh God. For doing the things, God, that need to be done, oh God. Father, you do the work, God. You strengthen, God. You pour out like never before, oh God. For you are amazing and mighty and awesome. God, it is to you, God, we give the praise. We give the honor. We give the glory, God. Father, we're asking God for a turnaround miracle, God. We're asking God for a restore, a healing, and restoration, God. Ah, God, we're thanking you, God, the more, God, that you're doing it in our lives, oh God. Father, we praise you and we bless you the more, God, that her life is made whole, that everything that she needs, God, that favor is coming, God. God, because she yet dares to trust you, oh God, that favor shall remain over her life, oh God. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We celebrate it on today, God, that it is so. Oh, God, we love you and we glorify you. It is in Jesus' name.
Oh my God.
I want to go. I feel the Spirit of God. Can we go to the young lady? Can you call her name for me, one of them? I feel the Spirit of God in the prophetic
unction. Sister Tammy and Sister Patrice.
Okay.
Sister Albertine
let me...
is the playwright. Sister Cammy is a business owner. And Sister Patrice.
Okay. Sister Patrice, I want to say to you that miracles are coming. Miracles are coming. There's some things that you've been looking for God to do, and it seems like they're unexpected. God says, I'm about to open those doors. He said, behold, this is the season of the open door for you. He said, I dare you to trust me the more. He said, keep yourself planted in me and watch me move. Watch me move, for I'm God, and I'm going to move great in your life. He said, just trust me. Just trust me. Just trust me. He said, I'm trying to build your faith in me in this season, in this hour. He said, watch what I do. Watch what I do. For I'm God, and I'm going to move on your behalf. He said, I see you. I see you. He says, I care so much for you. He said, I just want someone to remind you today that I care about you.
Hallelujah.
He said, the word today came to let you know I care about you. The word came today to strengthen you, to let you know that you can't give up. You can't throw in the towel because there's too much inside of you. Ah, my God, today there's too much inside of you. The miracles are here. The miracles are here. The miracles are here. There's too much inside of you.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God, we thank you for this, because there's so much inside of you. Oh, my God, today I'm telling you, woman of God, this is the season, this is the season, this is the time that God is about to elevate you. He's about to take you somewhere. He's taking you somewhere. There will be glory after this. After all this thing, everything you done went through, everything you done experienced, God says, remind her again through the word. And I said today, there will be glory after this.
Hey.
You can give him a praise in advance, because everything you've experienced, everything you've gone through, I've seen that the last 3 months have been kind of rocky and been heavy for you. Everything you had to experience, it seemed like everything is going fine, and then here comes a bump in the road. Here comes something going on. God said, there will be glory after this. There's a blessing on the other side for you, woman of God. There is harvest on the other side for you. The glory is coming. I see just the peace of God coming around you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, said the Lord. There's glory coming after this. You stand still and see the salvation of God. I promise you that blessings are coming. I promise you that miracles are coming.
Amen.
They're coming your way.
Jesus.
They're coming your way.
Glory.
Let's go over to the playwriter. Can you give me her name again?
Albertine.
Miss Albertine, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. And the Lord says that I know you've given me your petition, but he wanted me to let you know that there have been many that have doubted your gifts. There have been many that said no. But God said, I said yes, because I placed the gift inside of you. There's many that laugh and joke about who you are, but God said, allow them to laugh now. There's been many that have laughed. This is why you hear Tyler Perry's testimony about where he came from and what he did and how he got to where he was. This wasn't a play story. This was reality, that it took God to do it. And God said, son, tell her that I'm going to do greater, that I'm not going to make her struggle as hard. I'm going to send favor on her behalf. He said, tell her that I'm working it out, that she just got to work with me. God said, you walk in the spirit of excellence. God said, you do what I tell you to do. You continue to articulate. You can continue to move. Let me tell you something. God is looking for you to have now faith. I can tell you as a school owner that whenever I went after things, I said, God, I don't have the ability to do this. I don't have the ability to do that. And God said, move. I can tell you as somebody that's been a restaurant owner that each time I didn't have two pennies to rub together, but I had faith. When you have now faith, God begins to move and work for you. I've owned three restaurants in my lifetime. I'm now on my school that I'm working on and working in ministry. And get ready to go back and do another restaurant again. Ask me, do I have the money to do it? No, ma'am, but I have now faith. When you have now faith and you activate in God and you move out in God, God begins to move for you. I'm telling you right now, we serve a God that can and will.
Yeah.
We serve a God that will open the door for you. We serve, and again, God said, give you the same word. This is the season of the open door. This is why God wanted us to know there will be glory after this, because after you step through the door, there's glory. See, you got to get to the door. See, the problem is we have trouble getting to the door because it's not open and our hands are full. Did you catch that revelation? The door is not open and our hands are full. So we don't even want to put down what we have, because if we put down what we have, we don't know if we got the strength to pick it back up. But God said, I set before you the open door. The door has been opened today. And God said, keep the faith. He said, keep the faith and continue to trust in me. He said, some of the same things that you've done, some of the same writers and publishers and people that do things that you sent things out to before, God said, send it to them again. God said, go to some new people, some people that you dare not to go to. God said, because it's the season of the open door. There's an open door. There's a glitch. There's somebody that has something in place that's going to have a copyright issue. I know I hear God, because I don't know nothing about this stuff. There's somebody that's getting ready to have an issue, and God's getting ready to open that door for you. I'm telling you, God has set you up for this miracle. There will be glory after this. You will be able to come back and reference, I remember when I was on New Destiny, and I remember whenever that evangelist Adrian Bernard was declaring and decreeing the word of God, and she let me know there will be glory after this, that I ain't got to give up on my dream, that I ain't got to give up on my vision, that there is yet hope for me. I want you to know today there's hope for you, woman of God. I want you to know that God is looking down on you. His glory is shining down on you. It's shining bright, and God said, this too shall pass. The season of lack, the season of rejection, the season of not knowing. God said, this is the now season for you. This is the season I'm about to raise you higher. This is the season I'm about to open that door. He said, stay encouraged. God is about to send you in a new direction.
Hallelujah.
I even see God saying that there's some people on the East Coast
yes.
that are they're going to be interested in what you're doing.
Ooh, hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh,
I see God saying even further south, like down in Texas and over in Florida and Georgia area, but specifically Georgia, and then some other things that there's some areas and some things that God wants to do. I see some money coming available. I see some money coming available. I see it coming together. And I'm going to tell you this in the Holy Ghost because the Lord just told me. Whatever you need as far as a budget,
ooh, hallelujah.
As far as a budget to do your first stage play and to get things going and to do things on however you need it done, the Lord said, create your vision, write the budget. Whatever the cost is, write the budget.
Amen.
And what I want you to do, you can contact Evangelist Bernard because I'm not one of those people. I'm a person of order. You can contact Evangelist Bernard, and you can say that man that was talking that day, that was prophesying to me. Tell him this is the budget I need and this is the amount of money. And once you get that amount of money, I want to pray about that amount of money, and I'm going to pray God open the door. And then I have a business that a lot of people don't know and understand. It's called Live Insider Entertainment, and a lot of times I'm out interviewing celebrities and other people and different things, and so I have a lot of social network connections of different people that I meet, producers and other things that are in all sides of the world, because God, people don't even understand. They sitting there being interviewed by somebody that's an apostle of God, and they're a secular artist, and don't understand when I'm shaking their hands, I'm putting my hands on them, and I'm praying, saying, God, let this will fall and let their life change.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm telling you, God's going to do a miracle for you. God just come out and encourage you today that I've got your miracle set up, and I've set you up for this miracle. So remember this word today. Again, there will be glory after this. I'm talking about a wonderful word from Evangelist Bernard on today. There will be glory after this. You got to hold on to it. Hold on to it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Now I get a chance to talk with the business owner. Give me her name again, Evangelist Bernard.
Sister Cammie.
Yeah.
Sister Tammy, I want to say to you that.
Hey, with the K. K as in kite, Cammie.
Cammie.
Yeah.
Cammie. Okay. I want to say this to you that the blessings of God make it rich and add it no sorrow. And there's wealth upon your hands. The glory of God is going to move on you so greatly. When I say that, God is going to move in such a tremendous way to where you're able to see the blessings. You're able to see the harvest. I want you to know this is my third year that I'm going into my business of my Christian school. And I know how business is because sometimes it can be discouraging because we have a certain financial prowess that we expect, a certain plateau. And I'll tell you about mine. Can I just tell you my little short testimony? Whenever I get every day, I look at my business and I say, Lord, I need this amount of money to come in. God, if I don't at least have over $100 to come in today or $200, then I haven't been successful. And God spoke to me one day, and he breathed it out of his nostrils, and he said it real hard to me. He said, son, who am I? He said, just because every day things don't go the way you desire for it to go, don't mean that I am not God. I'm on your side. And what I promise to do is I promise that you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. And I promise you that you would never have another broke day in your life. So just because business didn't go the way you expected it, just because you ain't got the 30 and the 40 and the 50 and the 60 and the 70 and the 100 and the $500,000 checks and all this stuff coming in here, don't mean that my glory in my hand is not upon what you do. But I promise you, you'll never lack. I promise you, your business wouldn't go under. I promise you that even whenever there's nothing that I do, let me tell you how so you say, Apostle. My young men that come to my school, they're on an average, they're supposed to pay $1,000 a month. But then I had to drop it down in half because a lot of the parents couldn't afford $1,000 a month, so I had to drop it down to $5. And then when I got to $5, some of them couldn't pay $5. They couldn't pay number $250 for their child to come and be with you for over 7 months of schooling where you got to feed them 3 meals a day, travel, commute them, and do everything else. And I said, God, how is this? I'll go bankrupt. I'll go belly up trying to keep these boys and do this schedule and do all this running and traveling. We have to do it. And we've been out the country with Ontario, Canada, and just all across the country playing and doing different things and going to different colleges playing to get these young men into school. And I said, God, how is this possible? And the finances aren't there. God said, I'm God. So every time I needed $1,000, every time I needed $1,500, every time I needed $2,000, every time I needed more, here came God. Why? Because I dared to trust him. And God said, ask her today, son, do she dare to trust me? Does she understand that in the midst of struggle, there is glory after this? That's why in the third year, I'm in the third year of my business. So I'm looking to see the favor of God fall. But anything that God has given you, no man can shut it down. So I'm excited about God. I'm excited about his business. And I want to encourage you about your business. To know that the blessings are yet to come, that there's greater to come, that there's favor on your life, that God will favor you, God will open the door. God said, don't think of lack no more. Don't think of discouragement anymore, but think victorious. Think that I'm overcome, that I'm overchained, that I'm going to get through this. God said, for this is the hour and the season that I shall do it.
Amen.
I just want to encourage your heart to know this day that you are blessed and favored. I want to encourage your heart to know today, if he do it for a little short-haired black man like me, then he'll do it for you. Yeah. I'm telling you what, God is amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. It's not because of any goodness of my own. It's because God's credit won't go belly up. He won't let it go under. But for you or I, if he told us that he's there with us, he's going to be there with us, and he's there with us. God's favor is on your business. I don't even know what you do, woman of God, but whatever you do, I want you to know God is going to prosper it the more. I want you to know God's going to add to it the more. And I want you to know after this storm, we all go through a storm to where it seems like there's a drought, but you got to have a wilderness experience in order to get to the mountaintop. And I want you to understand that seed, that people get all excited about seed. A lot of times they have it and they don't sow it. That's the reason why it's not the size of a seed that we put in the ground, but it's the ground that we put the seed in. Because when we put the seed in the ground, if we put it in great ground, it'll grow. So I tell you, you're in good ground with evangelist Adrian Bernard, A New Destiny. I encourage you to sow a seed, whether the seed would be $5 for the number of grace, whether it would be $50, $500, $5 million, whatever it is. I'm just hypothetically speaking. If you sow a seed into good ground, God will move it. He will begin to manifest. He will begin to change it. He will begin to move some things. Some things are seed-driven. You need a seed in order for it to grow. You need a seed in order for it to succeed. And so, you know, I'm not trying to endorse or be a preacher to talk about money, because that's not how I operate. But what I'm saying is, when I hear the Spirit of God, I know what I hear the Spirit of God saying. And if you just sow a seed into ground, and any good leader knows that if a person sows a dollar into me, then that lets me know that that's what they had and that's what God placed on them to give. So I'm telling you, evangelists, Adrian Bernard is not one of those people. She loves God's people. She knows that God's people have been hurt enough and pushed around for people feeling like that they can carry the I'm better than you mentality, that I'm greater than you. My seed was greater than yours. You couldn't get in the $1,000 line, but I could. I just tell you on today, I would encourage you to place a seed on it. Place a seed in the good ground.
Glory to God.
And when you put a seed in a good ground, name your seed. God, this is what I need this seed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm planting an apple tree, I want to see apples.
Amen.
If I'm planting whatever I'm planting, I want to see that grow. You're planting something, so you're planting and you're asking God to allow that to grow. So, again, not about the side of the seat. Yesterday, the Lord had me to go to a musician. This guy was one of the baddest organists around that was on the organ, and he would just, I mean, had that B3 organ just raging. And God said, son, I want you to go up and take five, the number of grace, $5, and I want you to place it in his hand, and I want you to tell him that my favor is on him, and that he's anointed, and he's been chosen as one of the chief musicians in this hour. And he said, I want you to take this in his hand, and I want you to tell him, this is what I said to give him, that you can't give him 500, you can't give him 5 million, you don't know what his pastor's about to give him, but tell him that this is for the number of grace that's on his life. Sometimes you just got to sow. You don't even know what you're sowing for, but out of obedience, once you sow, God sends the abundance. And I'm telling you, out of that, God did the abundance. So I'm telling you today, I would sow a seed. And to others under the sound of my voice, I would sow a seed. It's time for me to sow a seed. On this week, I'm going to sow a seed into this ministry because I believe God. This woman of God has always given me space to be used by God. This woman of God has had me to come on and minister to others. I've met so many people through this wonderful ministry all across this world and this nation. And I just honor God for God being God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time like one of our wonderful men of God that she had on here last week say, it's time for that chain reaction of sowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to sow into one another and watch everything grow around us. Because if we don't sow seeds all around us, guess what? We can't help but to see harvest.
Amen.
So I'm excited about your life. I encourage you to know that your business shall prosper. You shall live and not die. And this there will be glory after this, and that God is going to bless you through this. And I speak favor to your house. I speak all your bills being paid. I speak everything happening the way you need it to be done. I speak God's Holy Spirit coming in and dwelling there with you. But I want you to know there's a peace that's coming to your home. I want you to know that you will not worry, but there's a peace coming. The Lord said not to worry yourself. Oh, Shabbat. He said not to worry yourself anymore. He said, but there's peace coming to your house. Oh, Shabbat. Yeah. There's peace coming to your house. Every bill is being met. Every financial need is being met. Don't worry about the storm. I'm speaking to the waves now, and I'm speaking to the rain, and I'm asking it to cease. I'm asking everything around you that's going haywire to fall. I'm asking God to allow it to fall. I'm asking God to allow it to fall to the ground. I speak to the storm. The storm won't last. The storm is over. The storm is over. Your house will not struggle. There will not be confusion in your household. Your bills are met and every need is taken care of. But peace over the house. Peace over your house.
Thank you, Jesus.
I declare it now and decree it. It's done, it's done, it's done. I'm telling you, woman of God, it's done. I'm telling you, I look the devil dead in the eye and tell him it's done. I preached a message this morning, entitled, it's time to be a giant killer. It's time for you to take down the giant in your life. That giant is trying to destroy your life, but he's a liar. You take your sword off and you take the head off of the giant and let the devil know, you can't come in my finances, you can't come in my relationship, you can't come in my home, you can't come in my job, you can't come in my family life, but I'm taking your head off.
Amen.
You're going to be all right. The miracle is here. I just want you to know that God loves you. God bless you the more. God bless you. God bless you the more. It's back in your hands, Evangelist Bernard. I'm sorry for going on, but I just felt the power of God.
It was ordained of God today.
Amen.
It was ordained for you to minister him, and that was left on the line today. Hey, glory to God. Oh, we bless you today, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God always knows what we have need of. We don't know. But God knows. He knew who was going to be on this line. He knew who was going to stay on to the end. And he knew Apostle Johnson had to have a word to sow into your life on today. So we just thank God for what he's doing. Again, we'll be on tomorrow. Our time is up, but we'll be on tomorrow. Get on early. We're going to bring Apostle Johnson up early where he can have enough time to minister as the Lord so lead him for these next 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday. We already have the flyer out, Apostle Johnson, that we're going to be posting on Facebook for these 2 days. But the Lord said there will be glory after
Amen.
This. He didn't say, God said, there will be glory after this.
Oh, God, there will be glory after this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We want you all to continue to pray for Evangelist Brucilla. She's in the hospital, had problems with her foot. We're praying that the Lord will strengthen her and that she'll be up in and about, and God will do what needs to be done there while she's there dealing with her leg and her foot. Amen. So God bless you. We're going to ask Apostle Johnson to close us out with the word of prayer. Continue to remember Sister Ruby. We've been at our home, and I tell you, it's just been a blessing to be able to come here and do the live show out of her home. So we just thank God for what he's doing. Amen. So back to you, Apostle Johnson. Be encouraged, Sister Albertine, Sister Cammie, and Sister Patrice, and those that were on the line earlier. We thank God for them also. In Jesus.
Amen. Most gracious and wise and eternal Father, Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you, God, for what's been said and done. Father, we thank you for New Destiny Ministries. We thank you, God, for this is the hour, God, that you are doing greater things in our life, God. We thank you, God, that the word is being told. Father, that there's somebody that dared to carry your word to the nation. Father, we thank you for this leader, God. We thank you, God, for, God, the founder, God, of New Destiny Ministries. God, we thank you, God, that you have appointed her for a task like this, oh God. We ask you to bless her life, God. We ask you to bless Evangelist Adrian Bernard's life, God. We ask you, God, to bless us, God, in our going and our coming, oh God. We thank you, God, that the word that we received today, we will hide in our heart, God, that we might not sin against thee, God, and that we will be encouraged. Amen. God, I thank you and I glorify you, God, because you are amazing. You're awesome, God. You blow our mind, God, with the things that you do, Father, for you are amazing and mighty and excellent, God. We celebrate you, God. We bless you, God. We Shabbat your name and give you the praise. Father, now be with us, God, until we meet again, Father. Give us the very strength, God, that we need, God. This word will encourage us and keep us through the night, oh God. Father, till we meet again, oh God, till we get the strength to come together in you, Father, for you said, forsake not to assemble yourselves together. Father, we thank you that New Destiny is new ground, great ground, God, a place of healing, a place of restoration, oh God. And Father, we glorify you, God, and we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father, be with us through the night. Father, be with us through the day, oh God. God, keep our families, God, and release the miracles in this day, God, that yet need to be done. And God, we're careful to give your name the praise, the honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. We're going to close out with a song. Just a moment. Is the speaker on? Amen, amen. We're going to close out with a song. I'm at Peace by Vicki Rowe.
Hands on me, and now, oh. and laid your hands on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away. On Calvary, and now, oh, 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 you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm. Come on, can you port your storm right now? My storm has moved away. And thank Him for peace. Even though my heart is breaking, I'm at peace. I never thought I would be shaken. Oh Lord, and Lord, I remember the day, Lord, I remember the moment, Lord, You came and laid Your hands on me, and now, oh, 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 Lord, You died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm has moved away. You came and laid Your hands on me, and now I can see clearly. Now the rain is gone. You came and laid Your hands on me, and now it'll be all over in the morning. You came and laid Your hand on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away.
Amen, amen. God bless you all.
27-year-old, she's over.
Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.